213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
In the space between thought and wonder, memory cannot pull you under. In the moment between breath and dying, you're free, fearless.
Yeah, on your web rock station on Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio en direct aujourd'hui, cet après-midi, Mr. Marco Saresto of Powest of the Fall. Hi Marco, nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you. Good to be here and hello everybody out there.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm doing perfectly fine right now. So yeah, very, very good. Thank you.
Yes, en direct donc Marco Saresto, le chanteur du groupe Powest of the Fall, qui est en direct hein, cet après-midi sur Vinny Times Classic Rock Radio 213 Rock. C'est un honneur hein, parce que cette année il y a quand même deux choses majeures. Il y a eu l'album donc est sorti Ghostlight en avril dernier. Ça c'était le premier point. Le deuxième point, c'est quand même la tournée européenne qui s'est arrêtée dans plusieurs capitales à Paris, notamment dont Paris. Et c'était absolument fantastique. Et je tenais absolument à l'avoir en interview pour parler de tout ça. So Marco, welcome tonight on 213 Rock Show. The name of the web rock station, as you know, is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. We are based in France, and thank you very much for accepting my live invitation.
Thank you so much. Great to be here. It's my pleasure, absolutely.
Powets of the Fall ont sorti cette année un bien et bel nouvel album s'intitulant Ghostlight. Il y a quelques semaines, le groupe était à Paris hein, en concert du côté de la Porte de Pantin au Trabendo pour le troisième concert parisien de leur carrière. C'était incroyable. Marco, de Powest of the Fall released this year a really nice new album called Ghostlight. It was really good news on last April.
Oh yeah, definitely. And we've had such a great time touring Europe and coming to Paris and playing for everybody out there. And Ghostlight has been really a marvel for us because people have received it so well. So we're really being blessed and really, really, truly happy about it all.
Effectivement que c'était un grand moment pour eux en avril dernier avec ce nouvel album. La réception, elle a été excellente. Les fans ont été très heureux. Et puis en même temps, le concert parisien, ils étaient là. On va en parler quand même d'ici quelques instants. And for the long time, I had several favorite tracks, hein, such as Requiem for My Eloquence, Sounds of Yesterday, Hello Cabaret. But one song came to my mind because this song is from another universe. It's Heroes and Villains. I totally, I'm dying for these songs. It's an amazing sound.
Yeah, it's absolutely one of my all-time favorites from Ghostlight. And well, every time I go driving at night, I kind of like to put that song on and listen to it because it has that certain vibe to it, that sort of transport. It takes you to another world kind of when you're driving, and especially at night. It's one of those driving at night songs that you really love.
Effectivement, que Heroes et Villains, c'est un grand titre. Hein. C'est aussi un de ses titres préférés. C'est aussi le mien. Et en même temps, lorsqu'il conduit la nuit, hein, bah, il adore écouter ce titre et ça l'emmène, ça transporte en fait. Ça vous donne dans une autre dimension. Hein. Et c'est très, très beau en tout cas. C'est juste magnifique. And for this album, I needed several listening to understand all the new album. Because some tracks are really difficult at first for a try.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, we've all always kind of thought that Powets of the Fall is the kind of music that you can get something out of it every time you listen. Like the first time you listen, it hits you in a certain way, but then there needs to be more to the music. There needs to be more depth to it so that you can just go back to it over and over again and just listen to it again and again,
Effectivement que les albums, donc du moins le dernier album, le Ghostlight, a besoin de beaucoup d'écoute hein, pour en comprendre tout son sens. C'est un merveilleux disque avec une track listing et des titres de malade, quoi. And Marco, a few weeks ago, you were in Paris for a show. It was amazing show. Because for me, it was the first time I saw you on stage and I was totally impressed. Totally.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you. Every time we come to Paris, we are totally impressed ourselves when we go on stage and everybody's just so like, they're with us so well in that crowd, you know. So what if we start singing something, people start singing it back to us, you know. You put your hands in the air and the whole place is like set on fire, basically. So it's the atmosphere and the vibe is really live and really vibrant and strong there. So you know, you kind of I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it right now. So you know, it was amazing.
Effectivement qu'il a la chair de poule hein, à chaque fois qu'il est à Paris. Il adore aussi se balader, il adore la ville, il adore aussi jouer à Paris devant les fans hein. Les mains sont, les poings sont levés, tout le monde chante et il y a une excellente atmosphère, il y a de la vibe en tout cas, et c'est fantastique pour lui. Il adore venir à Paris, enfin le groupe adore venir à Paris, et c'est fou, c'est vraiment bien quoi. And for your show, I must to say my soul has traveled a lot of through of ages, because Powest of the Fall is the art of choosing song from your album to express feelings, to balance emotions.
Yeah, I think so. We get a lot of feedback from a lot of our fans, our listeners, our audience about you know, many different songs, you know, particular songs that have a certain meaning in their life that has helped them out in a tough time in their lives. And I can sort of relate to that very well, because I even use writing music and listening to it in the same way. You know, if there's something that I want to express, some difficult emotion or even joy, you know, I can write a song and it's right there. And maybe that is something that people also sense when they listen to it and they get something out of it that way. So, I think every time someone tells me that the music has been somehow important to them, you know, that sort of elevates my will to write more music. And it's the same for everyone in the band.
Effectivement, que c'est à peu près la même émotion pour tout le groupe. Ils essayent donc de composer des titres qui sont assez différents des uns des autres. Ils essayent donc d'exprimer. Et parfois, c'est assez difficile, hein, mais tout est réside dans l'atmosphère. Et beaucoup de chansons ont cette force d'intégrer en tout cas toutes ces émotions pour pouvoir les donner aux fans. Et c'est ça le plus important. Hein. And during your set, I had this feeling of being in a baroque period of 18th century between Venice and Florence, Venezia, Firenze, in Italia. That's my imagination talking about. That's my feeling.
That's great. That's great. That's really awesome.
Yeah, because your voice carrying me in the music of the set list made me a dream.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's a good place to be. That's a really good place to be. And, you know, being somewhere in between Florence and Nice, that's absolutely not a bad choice. I mean, you know, I've spent a lot of time in Nice myself, and I really love it down there as well. You know, beautiful, beautiful scenery, beautiful place, wonderful people. So, you know, mm-hmm. You're in a good place if you go there during the show.
Yeah, I know, Italia, that because I love baroque. And that's why I can copy sometimes your music. But your atmosphere is baroque. Your atmosphere. Wow. The vibe is baroque inside of Poets of the Fall. That's why I love the atmosphere. Donc, en fait, ce qu'il y a d'un très intéressant, c'est ce côté baroque qui réside dans l'atmosphère des Poets of the Fall. On dirait, on a l'impression en écoutant la musique qu'on est à Venise, qu'on est à Florence en Italie. Donc en fait, c'est l'imagination qui parle. Et la voix, effectivement, de Marco, elle nous transporte. Elle nous transporte totalement. Elle est à la fois fine et elle est à la fois puissante. I said, your voice, Marco, carried us because your voice is so fine and powerful at the same time.
Thank you. Thank you. Very kind. Thank you. Ouais. I do my best.
Effectivement, il donne son meilleur en tout cas et remercie. And when the band came on stage, you said, "Bonsoir Paris, are you ready?" The audience entered another dimension in a few moments with the track "Requiem for My Harlequin." The light and the sound were perfect from the start.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's very, you know. J'aime la langue, you know, I love French language, so I'm trying to learn. I know a little bit, je parle un petit peu, but that's not a whole lot, but you know, still, it's a great language, and I'd like to learn it better in the future, so that I can talk more in that language.
Okay. So effectivement, que Marco parle un peu français, il comprend un petit peu, il a quelques langages, quelques expressions, et il adore ça, hein. C'est vraiment beau en tout cas, lui il adore, et puis c'est ça, il aime parfois lâcher des mots français, en tout cas c'est vraiment bien quoi. And when you said "Bonsoir Paris, are you ready?" I talked to myself, I didn't believe my eyes, because some tracks like "Dreaming Wide Awake", "Temple of Doubt", or the instrumental "Rogue", it gets stronger.
Oh yeah, that's true. You know, when you play live, it's a very different experience from listening to an album. I mean, both are strong in their way, because you can listen to the album all by yourself in your favorite spot, you know, and use your favorite, you know, headphones, or maybe you do that in the car, maybe somewhere else. But when you're live, the energy is just very different, and that's why I always tell everybody to come and see the shows, because you get a totally different experience of the music and of your own reaction to the music. So, you know,
That's it. Effectivement, hein, sur les titres Dreaming Wide de la tournée, je parle donc dans la setlist, Temple of the Frog et l'instrumental Rogue deviennent de plus en plus gros, hein, ils sont plus forts. Et oui, c'était le but aussi. Hein. And Fire Dancer, My Dark Disquiet and Sounds of Yesterday. These tracks sent a big dose of emotion and very particular fascination of this track because sometimes at a few moments on the, that through track, the few moments my mind was transformed and I found imaginary, as I said, an Italian exhibition with the sculpture of Michelangelo.
Oh yeah, that's
yes,
cool.
That's yeah. Your songs provoke my imagination once again.
Yeah, what can I say? I mean, you know, I wish I could be inside your head when that happens and sort of get that same feeling myself, because you know I have different vibes, and for me it's a lot of times I sort of rise in on the air and I'm like flying above something. And I have these flashes and visions when I'm singing. So for me as well, I think it's like playing live when you go into the song, you get to relive it. And every time it's a little bit different, you know, so it's like you're watching the same movie, but it's never the same.
Oui, effectivement, hein, quand il chante, lui aussi, il a des flashs et des moments d'imagination. J'étais en train de lui partager quelques éléments de mon imagination, hein, en écoutant les chansons, en voyant le concert. Je vous ai dit tout à l'heure, on était du côté de Venise. Là aussi, pareil, je me suis imaginé Michelangelo avec ses sculptures, en fait, dans un palais. Et c'est l'image qui en ressort à cause de ce côté émotionnel, à cause de ce côté particulier, particulièrement fascinant, quoi. C'est ça le truc. And there is a choice millionaire chasing echo. Stay Forever will close the first part of the show for a very special return on stage. A very special return on stage for a special moment. Partir avec moi, the beautiful French version of The Sweet Escape. Wow, it was really intense. In French, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah. I mean, what can you say, you know, when in France, you know, if you can do it in French, just like do it, go for it. Because when we had the idea of doing the song in French in the first place, I was like, you know, I was like, oh, can we do it? I mean, but luckily it worked out. And a good friend of mine helped me write the lyrics. And he actually, I practiced pronunciation and everything with him so that I got it down just right. And then I was really intimidated the first time I tried it in France. But everybody seemed to be okay with it. So, you know, people were like, yeah, do that again. And I did it.
Alors oui, qu'il y a eu ce spécial donc moment du concert à Paris avec la version française de The Sweet Escape, Partir avec moi. C'était intense, hein, c'était vraiment un très très beau moment. C'était une communion avec les fans, hein. Donc Marco pratique le français, effectivement, il a un ami à lui qui lui a conseillé, qui lui a appris un peu à parler, à manipuler la langue française. Et c'est là où c'est très intéressant, quoi, parce que Marco réussit à chanter tout le titre en français avec beaucoup d'émotion. He sang all the song in French language with a lot of emotions. That's amazing. It's amazing.
Thank you.
It's a really, yeah, it's a totally communion with your French fans. Amazing.
Wow. Yeah. That's great. Well, I'm happy we did it then, you know. It's worth it then.
Yeah, effectivement, il était en totale communion, il était très, pour lui c'est énorme et c'est vraiment énorme, quoi. And finally the show will end with three classic tracks of the band, Days, Lift and Carnival of Rust. Wow, what a great moment too.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's when you're planning to do a show, you always have to sort of keep in mind that there are a lot of people there who have never seen the show, but they may have heard the music, and then there are a lot of people who have been to a lot of shows, and it's sort of over the years you grow into the realization that you need to have these certain songs that you always have to play. And that's, for us, it's perfectly fine because we also love those songs, and it's one of those moments that you share with everybody, because you know the people who've been to a lot of shows, they wait to hear those tracks that are in the end, and then people who are for the first time at the show, you know, they also are like, you know, I wonder what the big thing is at the end, you know, and then those songs come and everybody seems to sort of come together for that one final huge moment. And then, you know, that's kind of how we think about it.
Ouais, effectivement, le moment final de cette setlist et de cette soirée entre Days Lift et Carnival of Rust, c'est là-dessus, hein, qui terminait ce concert. C'était absolument fantastique. C'était très très beau. I said it was absolutely a great moment, and merci beaucoup pour for this live show. Once again, thank you very much for that. And I hope one day, for the next tour, come back in Paris, but we change the place. We'll play at the Olympia. Do you know?
Wow! Yeah, I'd love that. That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, the Olympia at the big place, Place de l'Opéra in Paris. It's a famous place where Edith Piaf, Jack Brel, Johnny Hallyday, Lynn Renault, Jimi Hendrix, the Beatles played. It's absolutely fantastic place. This is this is for you for the next time.
Absolutely. Oh wow! Can't wait.
Of course, can wait. Effectivement, l'idée, l'empêche que l'idée, ça serait de voir un jour ou l'autre, peut-être sur la prochaine tournée, sur de retour à Paris, pour Powets of the Fall, de les voir à l'Olympia, sur le côté de la place de l'Opéra. Je pense que ça, ça serait une fantastique idée, quoi. And I can imagine the show with a new show, with a new decoration, maybe a new set, new set list, a new vibe, a new Powets of the Fall for the future.
Absolutely. I mean, every time you go on tour with a new album, or even sometimes for if the year changes and there's some different kind of idea and agenda, we always want to bring something new and refresh it, so that when you come to see us again, you know, there's something that is slightly different, something that is kind of unexpected, and maybe you hear songs that we haven't played in a long time, or maybe you hear something that is brand new. So there's always some surprise that comes when you go and do another show or see another show.
Effectivement, qu'ils essaieront, ils ont toujours essayé hein, de proposer toujours quelque chose de nouveau, d'avoir de prendre des anciens titres, de mélanger avec les nouveaux. And maybe I hope one day you will add the track Heroes and Villain to your set list for the future.
Maybe. Oh, I'm looking forward to doing that myself. You know, it's a tough song to sing live, but you know, I think that one day we'll absolutely have to do it.
Effectivement, qu'un jour ils le feront, en tout cas. So, Marco, thank you very much for this live interview. I know you have the band had a lot of fans around the world. Okay, do you have a message for all your fan club, for all your fans are listening to us at this moment?
What I usually say at the end of the show is one of the most important messages that I think we can send out there, and that is that we all remember to take very good care of ourselves, because then when we are taking care of ourselves, we are in a better place to take care of everybody around us. Wow. And it seems to be in this day and age, it seems to be even more important, you know, at right now. So that's the message that I'm sending out. And also, just thank you for listening, and thank you for being at the shows, and have a wonderful rest of the year.
Okay, and maybe a French message for your French listeners.
Oh, je vous aime beaucoup.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. And you can give me everything I need this way. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Merci beaucoup, Marco. Thank you very much, Marco. Had a great time tonight. Oh yeah, had a great time. C'était donc Marco Saresto en direct aujourd'hui. 213 Rock Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Tout de suite, on continue en musique avec Requiem format Harlequin, extrait donc du nouvel album, le Ghostlight. 213 Rock Vinnie Times, your Classic Rock Radio.
This is a requiem for the Harlequin, the great pretender crashing down with style. Here's to the fall of man, fame to dust, fortune to sand, the great surrender finally arrived. This is how the requiem the Harlequin, wake up, your chains are porcelain. Like a phoenix from the ashes, we will rise again.
Hell Yeah on your Web Rock Station on Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. À l'instant, Poets of the Fall, Requiem for My Harlequin, 213 Rock, extrait de l'album Ghostlight. Marco Sarresto était en direct, un podcast qui sera disponible à peu près, je pense qu'en début de soirée, et ça sera en ligne, 213 Rock.